My name is Austin Schlichting. I am a high school orchestra and choir director, as well as a fifth grade strings orchestra teacher in Lacey, Washington.
On top of teaching, Austin Schlichting performs and composes music like his 2020 string quartet, Wanderlust. But Schlichting is part of a music education legacy.
My great grandfather was a music teacher, band director, and administrator. My grandfather was an orchestra teacher, and his son, my father, Mark Schlichting, was an orchestra teacher for 40 years up in Bellingham, Washington.
Not only is music education part of his family legacy, Schlichting says he and his students all play a role in carrying on the traditions of music education too.
I'd like to think my students take sense of responsibility and knowledge that they're carrying on traditions that have been set for centuries, that they're ambassadors to what the next generation is going to be like, what they're going to be promoting in their lifetimes.
Schlichting says part of his job is also passing on oral traditions of music education. Sometimes things aren't written into the music. Sometimes musicians rely on education to pass on what's expected in a certain passage.
We were playing Vivaldi's Spring, and there was a moment in the piece where we did what's called terrace dynamics, where you will suddenly jump from one dynamic to the next. It's not written in the music, but this is what's expected when you perform. Over time, people performing Vivaldi have just discovered that's something that really brings a new sound or a new energy to the music. It's one of those things that we've added to the mix. That's one of my examples of how something that maybe isn't traditional or what's something that's not written in, we've become aware of and we will start putting in our music just kind of naturally as performers.
But music education isn't purely about passing on traditions, according to Schlichting. He still views his primary goal as an educator is providing a place for students to learn and grow.
My room is a safe place. It's a place where the students that maybe are struggling with math or their English or their foreign language studies, they can come in and get all of those things from my music classroom. It's not a high pressure, everything has to be perfect kind of a room. It's where we can make mistakes and have fun learning.
Schlichting says the importance of music education varies from student to student, but the most important focus in teaching through the COVID-19 pandemic has been to help provide students with a voice and a way to be part of something.
My views on why music education is important change, I think, between student to student. The one I see right now with everything closed down is that it really is an outlet for the students. The students need to be able to express themselves, and I think they want to have a voice. They want to be a voice in an ensemble, and I think they want to be in unity with their voices. And going into everything happening, this, I think, has been a really big outlet for my students to be participating in a bigger space outside of just hanging out in their room.
Schlichting returned to the classroom a few days a week, and many of his students met for the first time with just a month left of school. But regardless of whether students perform together over Zoom or in a classroom, Schlichting and his students will continue to serve as ambassadors in a long tradition of music history. Passing the Baton, music mentors on NWPB Classical. For Northwest Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Jacobs.